Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 66 degrees, KSL's top story. The independent advisor overseeing elections in Utah says one of the running mates in the governor's race is not qualified to run. It means the candidate Phil Lyman needs a new running mate. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera explains.
The line in question from the Utah Constitution is resident citizen of the state for 5 years next preceding the election. Phil Lyman released a press statement on X to defend Lane Bangeter, his choice for lieutenant governor, and referred to Ohio Supreme Court ruling the term next means any period of 5 years to count. Senator Todd Weiler disagrees and gave David Dujanovic his interpretation.
The words next preceding, which is kind of 1800s, you know, verbiage, but it's very clear that the intent is it has to be 5 years up to the date of the election.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson asked Greg Bell, the independent elections advisor, to look into the claims about Lane Bangeter. He sent his memo saying Bangeter is not qualified to back her this afternoon. The Democratic candidate for governor, Brian King, has announced his running mate today. King says Rebecca Cummings, the University of Utah librarian, is his pick for lieutenant governor. She joins him on the ticket after working as the chair of the Utah State Library Board. King says that Cummings is a mother, a public servant, and a defender against book banning and censorship. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, meantime, says she was disappointed by the disgraceful behavior she saw at the GOP convention over the weekend. Many first-time delegates agreed, saying they're never going back because of the chaos. Some even felt threatened because of their race.
Multiple delegates who were not Caucasian saying they felt threatened, saying that they felt like they had to move to a different area, that they were greeted with swear words that were quite violent.
Deseret News reporter Holly Richardson, who says those delegates were told they don't belong in the GOP. The head of the Utah Republican Party defended the convention, saying he thinks most people didn't act that way.
Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon told me from his view on the stage, while they were passionate, he believed most people were respectful.
We don't need to devolve into name calling or anything else. So if and where that occurred at the convention, I didn't see it, with the exception of some passions here and there, but I didn't see it from the stage. But if in other conversations that was occurring, I certainly would not condone it.
He also told me
there's always going to be some malcontents and some folks that take things too far and let their passions or their anger get the best of them. And I think there's no space for any of that anywhere. I think we need to be better than that as Americans.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:03. The man who pleaded guilty to killing University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe has been sentenced to 15 years to life. KSL legal analyst Greg Scordis says the sentence delivered this afternoon, along with the 3 years he received on an attempted murder charge, means that Book is going to do 18 years minimum, then his future is up to the Board of Pardons.
In my short 42 years of practicing law, I would say there's no chance that he's going to get out of prison ever.
In exchange for his guilty pleas earlier this year, two second-degree felony charges against Book were dismissed. Vernal City officials say the hearts of their community are heavy today as one of their police officers recovers in the hospital. A Vernal City Police Sergeant Chad Watt was shot while responding to a disagreement between neighbors Saturday. He's in stable condition. 27-year-old Rukus Curry is facing attempted murder charges in the shooting. Protesters at Columbia University are standing their ground. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the university has begun handing out suspensions to the pro-Palestinian protesters who are refusing to leave the campus.
We will not move until Columbia meets our demands or they are moved by force.
The university's president says the group's key demand of divestment from Israel is a non-starter. Meantime, arrests are underway at the University of Texas at Austin, and we are getting word from the Daily Utah Chronicle on the University of Utah campus that hundreds of students have now set up an encampment in President's Circle. The United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
It is way past time to get these hostages home.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is urging Hamas to accept the latest proposal, calling it extraordinarily generous on Israel's part. Israel has lowered the number of hostages it's demanding in return for the release of hundreds of Palestinians from Israeli prisons. And three members of the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force were killed while serving a search warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. Chief Johnny Jucking says 8 officers were shot in total.
Today we lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
A suspect is dead. 2 other people inside the home have been taken into custody. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
A mobile home park in Moab is closing, leaving residents with very few affordable options.
Over the past few years, several Utah mobile home parks have closed. Utah Housing Coalition Executive Director Tara Rollins says there are ways to save some of them by giving the residents or nonprofit organizations the options to buy them before developers. But Utah doesn't have that legislation put into place, despite the coalition's attempts.
KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson. Rollins says the loss of any mobile home park is a blow to the community, because they provide affordable housing for so many people. KSL News Time 606.